All right, will somebody repeat that for her, for Akilah, please?
I'm confused. Please repeat it again because I didn't quite understand it either.
All right, here's what I want to know. Given this discussion that we've had last class and ending up now, and what we've had before, as you are set out to do this research, tell me what things you think are key that you look for and that you include. All right, great, Safia. Glad your sound is better. Based on not just what I said, but any newfound awareness or questions that you have as a result of this, as you look at your African country or your black-controlled diasporan country and or the U.S., what are some things that this discussion informs you, urges you, to include in your research about the economy?
For me, more of like the history of the economy and sort of how that's affected and influenced it today. So like before, I was mainly thinking of, okay, what are their biggest exports? You know, how's their economy doing? Is it going through any crisis? Stuff like that. Sort of the basics, which is also important. But, you know, what today sort of reminded me of was, I guess, to go deeper into, you know, maybe how did the economy get how it is today, depending on, you know, how it is, and then some of the, like, IMF and World Bank type stuff. If that's there, any old colonial powers, just the influences that are on it, and the basics of how it really does run. So that's it for me.
Yeah, I've already, just from our discussion, I've already seen, like, some of, from our discussion, I've already seen it happening, like, in the Zimbabwe economy from my research, and what I would include, from what I already have, I would include, I'd probably include the aid, like what kind of aid Zimbabwe has right now, and what their cash crop, if they have a cash crop, or what exactly is the West specifically targeting in the country. And those are the two things I would include, but in terms of discussion, it kind of gave me a more clear view of what's happening in the economy, because it kind of really put it into perspective for me, so I have a better understanding of it.
My sound keeps going up. I don't necessarily know what you're I just kind of heard snippets of what you were saying, but what I would incorporate in my paper from what we talked about today was if Tanzanian economy is based off of debt, you know, who profits from, you know, people working or whatever, and people working and, you know, labor and everything, and that just will be what I would incorporate in my paper for what we talked about. Can anybody hear me? Can y'all hear me?
All right. Folks, you see the link that I put in for you to, please don't listen now. You can listen over lunch or listen later on. This is one of the things we use as part of the Healing of Person's Wounds retreat. And you don't have to answer those questions there now. You will have to answer them at another time, because all of our students do. But right now, I want you to listen, particularly to look at the economic impact of this analysis on the part of our dear brother and ancestor, Amos Wilson. I like what you were saying. Now talk to me. What is, based on discussion, Safia, talk to me, based on this discussion, Akanke, how this help inform or direct, or what would you include or exclude as a part of your analysis and research on the economy of Haiti, the economy of Jamaica, the economy of Ghana? Now, are you hearing me, son? Please respond quickly. Safia, are you hearing me? You said your sound was better. Are you thinking? You know how to type thinking. Then ask a question, son. You just heard your classmate said they are going to do something differently. Then ask them, turn up your volume, Kanke. Ask them to turn up your volume now. And I don't want it to be where you, when I'm just calling on you, if my volume has been low for you, then it's important for you to ask that, say that earlier when I'm talking to somebody else so you're still hearing. I'm not just talking to you when I call your name. I'm talking to you all the time that I'm talking. If I'm talking to Isachar, I'm still talking to you. Sean wants everybody to text the particular country that you're working on. So, Safia, please respond. I haven't heard from you. I specifically call out Nile, Akanke, and Safia. All right. Nile, you just heard Amira. Akila and Amira. You heard Ife and Nasha says this is what they're going to do differently. Would you ask them why, as a way for you to maybe begin to understand? Okay? Please do not suffer in silence. Change your style, okay? Ask questions, son, so that you can know what's going on, not just of me, but of your classmates. Go for it. Same thing for you, Akanke, if you don't understand.
I would say just being able to learn more about the history of the economy, like what Ife said, and just being able to understand what's going on now with the economy and how things have changed, and what things are working for the country and what things are not, and how the people are aided, stuff like that.
I kind of feel like I don't feel like I should necessarily change where I'm going with this, because in past research, I have researched the past economy, because I know people from Haiti, so I'm learning about the economy, how it is now, and how it's progressing and everything. So I think I will go more in depth with that, but I don't think I'll necessarily change that.
I didn't ask you how you would change it. I said, what would you include? It may have been that you already planned to include it before this discussion, and this discussion just reinforced it, or that you hadn't thought about it before. So I didn't say change it. Tell me what you want to include that has been either reinforced or stimulated by this discussion.
Just one thing to note here. I know she wasn't in class for most of the discussion, so there may be some blurry lines.
Then it's her job to ask questions. Take what part she had from what part she heard, go from there, and other parts, ask questions. Now I need more clarity. I would like everyone study the history, both past and present, and I would study the trade going on in the economy. I don't understand what you mean. I would like everyone else, study the history. What about, particularly about the history, does this information inform you of, or have you begin to look at? Yes, that is, you said you, like everyone else, would study the history. How does this discussion and what does this discussion help to focus your on in terms of the history? So you can take the history all the way back to before Christopher Colon, the dog that he was, okay? And before Africans came here in this form, or before Africans that took over Jamaica or whatever, you can do that. But this discussion highlights certain elements. It has the whole design of it. What? How does that inform what about the history you're going to be taking? And Safi, I need you to be specific of some things, okay? Then this conversation did reinforce. What of things in this discussion reinforced what about the economy that you're going to be including? Help us out. Teach us. Same thing for you, Akanke. A little bit more. I want a little more detail from you. Now, what would help me with you, I tell you what. Would you tell me what are the key things you have heard now, Akanke, Safia, in this conversation that has to do with the economy? What are the key things that you have heard talked about that you understand? That you know, what are some key things? And so that's what I want you to put right here. Keep it coming now. Great trade. What else? Keep it coming, Safi. Keep it coming, Akanka. What are some ideas, some areas, some things that you've heard as a result of this discussion?
I guess I just learned about, from this discussion, just how an economy can work without you just being, like, it can work with your... What I learned was that an economy can work in your own country, that you can supply things for yourself, and, you know, you can work, you can trade with other countries to make, you know, more money for your country and to have more goods, but a lot of the things that you have in your own economy works because, you know, it's in your country and you're able to trade those certain things, so it's in your country. And I learned about how it can also change if colonial powers come in and you can be colonized. And then once they leave, what type of things, like how you owe them in debt, like you're still, even though it's being grown in your country, you still owe them, well, you still technically owe them that, well, that's what they say, that you owe them that vanilla crop or whatever crop that they wanted grown in that country. So I just learned about how those certain things can change and how if they come and colonize for a certain amount of years that the people may not see what we used to have, like what the country used to have as important, so they want what the Europeans or the Arabs or whatever type of people are coming in there to colonize them, they start wanting what they wanted more.
Thank you, Akanke. Great. Will you type some of that in the text chat? Good. All right. Now, Safi, I haven't heard anything from you, sister. You got to pull it up. You got to put something down so I know how to work with you. And whatever it is, whatever you got, say what you got. And then what you don't, that'll leave for some questions. It also means that you'll, because this is a review and application. I'm not talking just to be talking. That's why I want you to engage in it so then you know how to apply it to your research, okay? Now it says trade, goods, and services. So that's what we've been talking about. What about trade, goods, and services have we been talking about now since you've been here? Come on the talk now button, brother. Come on the talk now button. Don't type it. Come on, you got it. Talk to me. Talk to us.
With trade, you've been discussing how has trade affect, not I guess, trade affect the economy and build an economy. Oh. Hello, can anybody hear me? Hello, can you all hear me now?
All right, son, I need you to project. Forget cool. I know that's not what you intended to do. That's just your normal kind of thing. So I don't mean to be down on you. But I need you to step up with a more strident voice so that we can hear you. You know where the microphone is right there on the monitor. Talk to it, okay? And talk to it, you know, so that we can hear you clearly. Come on with it, brother.
Hello, can anybody hear me now? Okay, to my understanding, with trade so far, from what I'm understanding, we discussed how trade can affect the economy and how economies can benefit from trade and everything. And I just guess I need more clarification on services and goods.
All right, I'm going to be honest with you, okay? You ain't been paying attention, okay? Or if you have been paying attention and everything has been going over your head, you haven't been asking questions for clarification, which means you ain't been in the class, brother, okay? I don't accept it. We've been doing a whole lot more than some jive goods and services and whatever, okay? That is elementary, and we've been dealing with a whole lot more than that. What did we say about hip-hop? What did Baba Sean say about hip-hop? And what did we say about vanilla, okay? Tell me, what did we say about hip-hop and vanilla and the economy? And what has that got to do, and what has that got to do with what you're talking about? That ain't just trade. So why do we make that point? And what has that got to do with your studying Jamaica? See, that's not just trade. It's not just services. That's too bland. We talked about hip-hop and how they're in debt, D-E-B-T. So now, what is that, and what did you hear Brother Baba Sean say, what has that got to do with what you're studying in Jamaica, the economy? Same thing for you, Safi, if you heard that part. Same thing for you, Akanke. Make the relationship. What's the correlation? What's the connection?
The correlation I saw was that he was talking about how those certain record companies, they give the money for the record to be made, and so when the records are being sold, that money goes back to those companies, so technically the artist is in debt to those companies or those industries. And so I guess the correlation I see is that the money is given for those cash, those, like, but when we were talking about the vanilla crop, the money is being made for those cash crops to be sold back to the Europeans for the money to be made for them. So I guess I understand it, but I might not be explaining it right, but I think I kind of did.
Well, I like that you did. You got some sense of a correlation between the two. I want to, you know, hear some, you know, more clarity and connection, but I think you're going in the right direction. All right. What about you, Safia, and you now? How are you? What's the connection between, and what else? What else, in addition to what Baba Sean said about hip hop, what else have we been talking about? What are some specific things that we've been talking about? Not generally trade, not generally services, not generally good. We've been talking about some specific things, and what's the connection to those and what you're studying or you're going to be researching and writing about in terms of Jamaica and Haiti and Ghana and Rwanda, etc. Safi, you can jump in when you like. The Talk Now button is open. Right. Now, son, make the correlation. Fine, you got what he said. The rappers don't pay for the videos. The labels and the rappers pay them back. Now, what is the connection between that and the economy of Jamaica?
The only connection that I can think of is how Haiti had to spend a good deal of their time being independent, having to pay back the IMF for their loans.
Very good. There is definitely a connection, having to pay back the IMF for their loans. Now, part of what you want to do is you're wanting to, and Safi, you're right on the right track. Particularly, you also can deal with, in that instance, also the reparations that Haiti had to pay, okay? After defeating its enemies, it then had to pay its enemies. So we got to deal with that, okay? Because that effect of that is still being felt today, and it continues with the IMF. That's right. Whenever y'all think that reparations is whack, then you wait till Safia brings to you reparations from Haiti. East Coast and Bakara, y'all auditing this class. You're welcome to if you want to. But you're on the right track, Safia. That is, you're making the connection, and we expect for you to be able to make a connection. If you make it knowing how colonialism happens in independent African countries and how colonialism happens here in the United States, how you are part of a neo-colonial government, okay, and you are the subject, you, me, Baba Sean, Mama Fear, your mama, your daddy. So you need to understand that connection. Okay. Now, if you don't understand what Baba Sean talked about, then you won't be able to create the analogy. Okay. But in addition to that, we also talked about, in addition to the hip hop piece here, we talked about the growing of vanilla. Why do you take them down? Take who down? Who? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Why did I take them down? Help me out. Okay. Hey, Unique. Why are you here? I mean, if you want to audit, that's fine, but I don't understand why you're here. If you want to stay in, you're welcome. But just let me know that you want to audit the class during your break. If not, you need to be someplace else. You don't have Sankofa word until later on. in the afternoon. So here's time for you to work on what you normally know what to do, work on doing your study hall. All right, let's go on. So in addition to the hip-hop analogy, what was the other big thing that we talked about? What was this whole imaginary scene that I created to help you see? Okay, come on, y'all. This is just a review. I hadn't planned to take this time on that. Now, Safia, and I know, Safia, you may not have heard it all, Akanke, well, anybody at this point, anybody, what was the whole imaginary piece? Well, no, scratch that. Now, talk to me. Outside of the hip-hop piece that Baba Sean brought, what was the whole piece of you got your island with 100,000 people? What was that about? So go ahead, tell me more. What has that got to do with the economy? What was that whole thing? What was it? Get on the talk now button. Don't type no more. Get on the talk now button and explain what was that about and how was that connected to the economy. Going once. So tell me, what were you doing, brother? I mean, what was that whole thing about? Why didn't you ask some questions? What did you hear? Just what did you hear? What about it did you hear? Anything. Tell me anything about that analogy that you heard. Any piece of information and pieces. Come on the talk now button and tell me what pieces you heard.
I really don't remember because I really didn't really understand any of it.
I asked you what you heard. You don't have to understand it to hear it. You hear songs all day. Many times you don't understand them. You hear things you don't understand, but you heard them. What did you hear? And if you didn't hear nothing, just be straight and says, I wasn't paying attention. Okay? If you did hear something, then say what you heard. And then that becomes the basis of your questions for understanding. All right, brother. Then I encourage you to get with your classmates, or else your research is going to be lacking, and your preparation for black manhood is going to be black. Y'all do know that Aya is not just school. Aya is preparation for black manhood and black womanhood and black familyhood and black peoplehood. And that's just all there's to it. And not understanding the economy of our country, I mean of our community, the economy of what's going on internationally, you know, you really won't understand anything. You'd be a chump, okay? Not just you, all of us. We played every day because we don't have the kind of education that would help us make intelligent decisions about our time and our money, you know, and our life commitment. So I encourage you to get some of that information, and I encourage you to ask questions until you understand, brother. You're a genius. And I really want you, when you come to class, whatever time you come, I want you to put everything you got into it. Everything you got. Now, soon, you're going to be wanting some stuff from me and from Aya. But you got to put something in the pot, brother. And that means you put you're a senior, okay? But you're not putting your best foot in here. I don't care what problems you got. I don't care what's going on. When you hit the door and you hit the classroom, I want your best work. And I don't believe I'm getting it. And I want it for our people, son. I'm not talking about for some little grade. I'm talking about so that you can be the best man you can be because our people need you. All right. Let me shift. All right. Include what you can and ask questions. You can ask questions of Baba Sean. Baba Sean, would you put your email and your phone number in? You can ask questions of me. Now, I'm going to shift. Although, because I didn't plan to take that long with this, but I want y'all to get, there's no hanging in the back, okay? There's no just laying out, okay? This stuff ain't going to happen by itself. It will show up in your work, okay? I expect for you to participate fully, and that means asking questions whenever you don't understand anything, okay? Always I'm open to you asking questions, okay? Always. I am not opening to your being silent. And not understanding and thinking that Baba Wakesa just wants to talk, okay? That Baba Sean just wants to talk. I expect for you to be working to understand. Now, will you understand it all? No. But you'll understand enough, and you'll ask questions where you don't. And your research will reflect that. Okay. Now, we're turning this week, although of course you know you still will be doing some research on the other parts, like you know, as you read and study. But now the subject area this week is Congress. And there are a couple of key things in that. So everybody stretch. Let me just see what you need to do. Maybe just stand up in place, run, stretch. Anything you need to say to transition. We still are going to be in comparative government history, but we're moving from a discussion of the economy directly to Congress. All right, y'all with me? You need to breathe. I'm going to step up and holler at myself. Run and get me a drink of water right quick. Come right back and let's kick it.
Can anybody that is still in the room, can somebody please explain to me what LVH is? I have no clue. I keep seeing y'all typing it in. Y'all got to put me up on the different codes and stuff. I don't know what LVH is. Help me out.
East Code, what's up? Why?
All right, nothing happened. Akilah, we just took a little stretch break. I think everybody is black right now, hopefully. Give me some indication that everybody is black. You black?
I'm not sure what happened, but I was frozen, and then I got kicked out of the room. Like, when I came back, and my computer wasn't frozen anymore, but I'm wondering why that happened. Because my computer, like, it froze up, the conference room froze, and then it kicked me off, so I don't know.
I don't know, and I am sorry that you're having difficulty. We will, you know, I'll keep track of, you know, who's having difficulty, and we'll see if we can troubleshoot why. Thank you for your diligence and your willingness to come back in. If others begin to have similar problems, then I can begin to believe that it's a server issue or a room issue, and then I'll begin to take some action there. Okay. All right. So, hang in there, sister. Appreciate you. All right. Now, the Congress. Woo! Will we have a doozy of a time with the Congress? All right. Let's just start with this. Bicameral versus unicameral. What is unicameral? What is bicameral? All right, you got 60 seconds. Hit it. That's 60 seconds to look up definition or guess or put what you know. What is bicameral? And when we talk about Congress, what is bicameral versus unicameral? Everybody put your own definition is. Ife says, bam. So she's confident. She slam dunked it. All right, talking junk without even talking. Come on with it. It's amazing what them exclamation points can do. All right? But now, don't let her speak for you. What do you say as a child? Do you agree? Now, you know, you definitely can't let Efe speak for you. What do you say? Is that what unicameral means? What is bicameral and unicameral? My guess, because my browser says bicameral is two parties in charge. Unicameral is one party in charge. Good guess. All right. Let's see. What's your guess, Safia? Unique, you're in here. So your guess, what is bicameral versus unicameral? Work it. Sister, if you got a question, the talk now button is open. You don't have to put a question mark there. Just ask the question.
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. Can everybody hear me?
Okay, now folks, got it. One of the things that the habit I want you to develop is when I say look up, you got 30 seconds, you got 60 seconds, I want you to know how to go and look up so we start getting all kind of definitions. They may be the same, they may be shades of difference. Please don't sit back and wait till somebody else does it. Work what you can. All right. Bicameral, we're talking about, in terms of Congress, we're talking about legislative bodies. All right. And there are two legislative bodies in a bicameral system. And what are those bodies in the United States system? What are the two legislative bodies? All right. Baba Sean says you right on it. Good. All right. So those are two legislative bodies. Everybody clear with that? All right. Go ahead, Sean. I'm off the talk now button. Work it.
Get the other one, too. The Senate, who their representative is in either of those bodies, either in the Senate or the House.
who the representatives for Georgia or for your specific districts the representatives are. And if I had $100 on it, there you go. If I had $100, how quickly could you find out? Where are y'all at? What's up? I need to hear more voices. You know, I'm getting lonely over here.
I'm sorry. My internet browser runs like really slow, so whenever I try to look up something, it runs really slow. But I can try to look it up.
Now, are you talking about the senators or the other people, like in the districts and stuff?
Those other people are called representatives in the House of Representatives, and I'm talking about either one. Also, if you could find out how many senators are there, how many representatives are there, and how many of each come from Georgia.
Sean, you got to remember, all these students are from Georgia.
International over here. All right. I guess Trinidad won't have any. But for whatever your respective state is.
So why won't Trinidad have any? They don't have any representatives? They don't have a system, a unicameral or bicameral parliament system?
Baba Sean, I have a question. I'm looking at this page about the U.S. Senate, Ohio Senate, and it's got a lot of names on there and everything, but I'm still trying to figure out what they're for, and it says, like, districts. What is a state divided into districts, or is it, like, counties or something? And does each county have its own representatives?
And, yeah, I think the intergovernmental system might have representatives and senators, but, I mean, I'm not really sure because I know it's a British governmental system because it's mostly British. So I'll have to check and see what the equivalent is. Oh, no problem.
Okay. Sean, I saw your face for a second. Come back, please.
Districts, I don't believe they're in the Senate, though. The districts are for the House. And the districts are drawn up not by county. That's actually a whole game in itself, how the districts are drawn up.
Baba Sean, I missed the first part of what you said. Could you please repeat that? I heard you say something about districts, and you don't think they have their own or something. I didn't get to hear you because you got cut off.
Districts drawn up, but they're not drawn up by the county. There's a whole other process. That's a whole, actually, a game in itself in terms of how the districts are drawn up. I just saw, I think it was Ife mentioned, Cynthia McKinney. I got to find the name of the documentary. There's actually a really good video talking about how the Republicans got the districts redone so that they could get her out of office specifically. And that's a game that's kind of played all around the country, changing these districts around so that, to affect the voting outcome.
Absolutely. And Grace, Sean, students who have been with us before actually have seen that, and actually we encourage them to see it again. And Cynthia McKinney is a good friend of Aya Education Institute and vice versa, both us personally and also our school. She's aware and keeps up with what we do. It's called American Blackout. Although she is extremely, extremely busy and all over the world right now, we will probably get her to at least write you an email, if not visit you before the school year is over. And we definitely will look at her stuff. It's critical that you be able to do what Sean is directing you to wherever you live, that you know how the Congress works and how your representation works, okay? I want to go and stick with the issue of bicameral versus unicameral first, and then we'll take a look at what's the purpose, what's the advantage. So if bicameral means two legislative bodies, then unicameral will, of course, mean what? One legislative body. What do you think the advantages and disadvantages are, just from guessing, of a bicameral parliament versus a unicameral? What are the advantages and disadvantages? If you had your country back on your island now, 100,000 people. Y'all taking care of business. Ain't no invaders there. But it's getting kind of big, and so you're figuring out what's the best way to have some government here. Are you going to create a legislative, you know, you got to make laws, make sure, you know, things keep going like they're supposed to go. You got some cars now, or some other motorcycles, some stuff going on, so you got to make making some laws. Do you want a unicameral situation or a bicameral, and why?
I think that as far as disadvantages and advantages, bicameral, in my opinion, would be better because it's like two different opinions. It's not just all coming from one power, and so that's what I would choose if it was my, you know, choice to, you know, for having a party be in charge.
Well, that's kind of hard for me because, you know, I don't know how it works. With the unicameral, but just from guessing, like what Akee was saying, in terms of having two different opinions, I don't necessarily think it would be like that because it's not like you're saying you're having two political parties or two different people or two different groups of people with different political beliefs. You're just saying it's, well, going from the example that I have, which is the U.S. setup. The U.S. bicameral. You know what I mean? You have two different types of representation as far as I know. So my question is, like, couldn't you just combine the two and kind of make it one? I don't know if that, then it wouldn't be unicameral. But I guess as far as I see the different functions is the representatives represent more of a particular district. And then the Senate represents the state. So I think I would probably have a unicameral, I mean, a bicameral. But that's mainly because I haven't really seen how a unicameral party, I mean, setup works.
All right, tell you what I want you to do. How many of you have city legislatures, I mean, city government? And laws in your city or local area, county. All right, are they bicameral or unicameral? Is your local legislative bodies bicameral or unicameral? Guess if you don't know. And then what about your state government? Is it bicameral or unicameral?
I have a question about what, like, a upper house, can do that, like, a secondary house or a lower house can't do. 'Cause I'm just trying to figure out kind of, like, what the difference is, exactly to see what the advantages and disadvantages would be. But to answer your question about the local stuff, I honestly don't know because I don't really know what it would look like if it was bicameral or, because what I'm thinking about when you ask the question about local stuff is like mayors and like city council and stuff like that, so I guess it's bicameral.
Most city legislatures, all that I know, are unicameral. You have a city council or you have a county board, and you have a mayor just like you would have a president or like you have a governor. Okay, but you often don't have two. So when you say, I don't know what they look like, actually many of us do know what it looks like, okay, at the local level. All right, often then at the state level, they're bicameral. There is one state in the country that is unicameral. Find out what it is. You got 30 seconds. See who wins the prize. One state in the United States that is unicameral, and only one, as I know of. Find out what it is. Everybody, don't rely on somebody else. Let me see who can get it in here. Put your source, too, after you put it in. Put your source here. Unique, East Coast, you can jump in this. It's one country. One country. All right. What you got? Come on, everybody. What you got? Come on, Safi. What'd you find? Hey, there actually may be more than one. Maybe more than one. No, I don't mean country. One state. One state in this country. Oh, scratch. Yeah, mainly in America, just one state in this country. Now, while you're doing that, I want to know from you, Nasha, is the government of Trinidad or Trinidad and Tobago, Tobago. Help me out with that pronunciation. But is it unicameral or bicameral at the national level? And is there a local government, and is that unicameral?
For instance, there's only one government for Trinidad and Tobago because that's they're both one state. And even though they're separate, they're both considered under the same state. And they have the same government for Trinidad and Tobago. So, and from my understanding, it's unicameral. It's not bicameral.
Hey, that's strange. I'm not saying you're not true. It's most quote-unquote British subjects or folks who've been colonized by the British actually carry on the British system. That's where this country got its bicameral system from. The British system. The system out of the UK. For those of you who found Nebraska, you win the prize. Bingo, bingo, Nebraska. Okay, unicameral. You will see that again. Make note of it. What is the British system called? Now found it. Great. Now sorry I missed you. Now Ife, Aquila, those who are anybody who else I missed that found it. All right, that's E.K. Aquila and Amir. I don't know which one is on the keyboard. Anna Conkey says great. All right, so for those of you who found it, it is Nebraska. Now, what are you finding? Tell me what the British system is. You know you got the Senate and the House, House of Representatives and the Senate here, okay? Now she's saying her bad, Trinidad is bicameral. Okay, what is the UK system called? What are the two different houses called? The two different legislative bodies. They're called the what and the what? Come on, Unique. You're in here. Come on, East Coast. You know how to let your fingers do the walking, brother. Nope. Good guess, but that's what's called here. Senate and House of Representatives in the U.S. What are they called in the U.K.? Come on, Safiya. You know how to find it. Look it up, sister. Give it to me. Good guess. Keep working. Nope. What are the two different houses called in the UK? Sometimes they're called chambers.
On link I went to, says the House of...
Nasha hit it. Bingo. Boom, 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 yow. Knock it out the park, Nasha. House of Commons and House of Lords. Now, the reason that I want to get you to that piece is so that you really begin to understand what the function of the two, when you understand the name and the history, folks, you can begin to understand the function presently. You understand? It's just important. Just like when you lose your name, you lose your direction. When you have that name and the history, it can give you something about now. So, House of Lords and House of Commons. Okay. Now, I got it. I didn't ask you the name of the whole government. I didn't ask you the name to describe. I asked you the name of the different houses and or the different bodies that make the legislature. Oh, you're just making a comment. Okay, great. No problem. Now, the House of Representatives comes from the population. Every 10 years. Now, y'all research this and find it again. I'm going to give you the shorthand version because I want to get you into this stuff. All right. Every 10 years, there's something called a census, right? Y'all know what a census is. Give me Annie or Debbie. If you don't, please say Debbie so we can clear it up. What's the census? You got it? Does everybody understand what the census is? Every 10 years. I expect to see Annie or Debbie. Okay? Give it to me. All right. Akilah, don't. Ash, don't. Great. Ife says she does. All right. We got a couple of Debbies. Come on. Safiya, Annie or Debbie? Every 10 years, there's what's called a census. That is, folks go around and they want to find out who is in the country, how many people in the country, how many people in your family, okay? It's a count of the population, absolutely, okay? And you take all kind of other statistics, population, education, race, ethnic groups, and all that. But the basis is it's a count of the population because that count becomes a basis for representation in the House, okay? Now, who can tell me? Now, this is extra. I don't even know if I want to have y'all go on this room. I'm going to put that in for homework, okay? Homework. What's the ratio of population, people to representatives. And Sean, what you see here on the Keelan note, I encourage students, if they want to use this as a note place, they can just put note, and we know that's a personal note to themselves, since they are saving the text chat, okay? And that's what Akilah and Amiri was doing right here. That should be ratio, not ration. What is the ratio of people to representatives? All right, so, but there's a count. And so, how many, for so many people, then there's so many representatives. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean a state that has more people going to have more representatives in the House of Representatives? Yes or no?
Are you asking that? Is that homework for the U.S. or for the U.K.?
This is for the U.S. This is for the U.S. We'll go back to the U.K., but right now we're going to use that title from the U.K., the House of Commons. We get into the House of Commons right now, but we get into the U.S. version of the House of Commons, okay? When y'all hear House of Commons, what do you think about? Who do you think they're talking about, the House of Commons? Particularly, juxtapose the House of Lords. Very good, Akanke. Booyah! Regular people. Common, everyday folks, okay? And so, the U.S. House of Representatives, you got common people, regular people, everybody that's a citizen of the country. Of course, now, this was not always the case, but black people have always been counted in the census. Always, always, always. We were counted as 3/5 of a human being, even though we, of course, didn't get any representation, but that's another issue right now. We'll put that over there, put a pin in it. All right. Now, the question is, there's a state that has more people, not commerce. House of Commons is what it would be called in Britain. The House of Representatives is what it's called here. Okay, Akilah and Amira. Okay, everyday people. All right. So all of that. Now the question is, if my state has more people in it than your state, do I send more people to the House of Representatives to make laws in that legislative body? Yes or no? Come on, folks. Ainia, Debbie. Yes or no? Come on, Safia. Come on, Unique. Come on, Nasha. Come on. Guess. You know, guessing is good. We got to have some action. Thank you, Azachar. Absolutely. Absolutely. That is, it's a representative summons based on the numbers. Very good guess. If I have more people in the state, if it's based on population, then I'm going to have more representatives, which is why if you do what Baba Sean said, look up how many representatives you have, okay, in your state that you send to the U.S. government, the U.S. Congress to sit down and make laws, you will have more of them. If you have more of them, then are you likely to have more voting power? Yes or no? Bingo. Very good. Akilah said you got 53. How many you got based on what state you're in? Now, Nasha, would you help us out? How does representation work if it has a bicameral parliament system in Trinidad and Tobago? Then how does that system work? How are people sent to the what would be called the House of Representatives? You didn't do that? I got Akilah and Amira just sent me a private message. You didn't send that? Okay, I got a message here. Oh, I got it. I'm sorry. I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it. Your message was you telling me what time it is. Thank you. And then Ife, it came right at the same time. She says the most popular state. I got it. Okay. Gotcha. That was my bad. I misread on my part. I was just like, wait, come on now. Okay. So here's what I want you to do just as we round out here. You got this House of Commons, and you got based on representation and based on numbers. All right. Then for the Senate, and you're expected to know how many representatives for your area. Nasha, you're expected to know how people are elected to those House of, and what is it called there in Trinidad and Tobago? Is it called the House of Commons, House of Lords, whatever it's called? Okay, so you want to know what those are. And you want to know how did that work in the country of your choice, in the black country of your choice. How do they do it in Zimbabwe? Do they have a bicameral or unicameral parliament in Zimbabwe? what, you know, and how people are elected to it, okay? Now, just so you know, the Senate, all right? Now, we covered this for those who were in the presidency. We covered this, so some of you ought to know this right off the top. Some of you may have had it before. How are senators selected? All right, just give me 5 minutes. We'll run it down. How are senators selected? I mean, elected. Is it based on representation? All right, give you the shorthand. Each state has two, okay? That's a part of the, in the Constitution, each state has two representatives. Okay, excuse me, two senators. Now, those senators initially were selected by the state, not elected in the state, were selected by the state. Those are two. And their purpose was to make sure that if the common people made some way whack out laws, as common people certainly would do, that those landed gentry, the House of Lords, that is the House of Landlords, y'all, that's where landlords come from, the House of Lords in the UK, and the landed gentry, those who have land and whatever, white males, would be able to veto and or ameliorate and or negotiate that, okay? So it's a check and balance on the common folks, all right? But the common folks got power. It's just that they also got a check on the common folks. All right, good enough. You got to go off for lunch. Actually, everybody does. I'm going to give you a link to the other wiki site. It has all kinds of stuff in it, mostly about bicameral. All right. Your job is to think about Congress and the significant features of the Congress, of the countries that you are dealing with, of the U.S., okay, and put that in your research there. There are all kind of links right here that I just put in the text chat. All right. Let's end with some appreciations right here if you'd like, and we can go from there. You will have your full lunch, okay? Save your text chat if you have to rush out, Keela and Amira, right now. Others of you, any appreciations you'd like to say, I'll also stick around for those of you who want to stick around over lunch to get if there's a particular question you want answered for me. But again, your research now has to also include, or has to be this week, about Congress. Your notes have to be about it. Your presentation has to be about it. Your quiz has to be about it. You're not limited to what's the links here. These are mostly around bicameral. All right, I'm off.
I appreciate everyone for coming to class. This is a great portion of the class. Everyone for participating. Keela and Amira for working through the technical difficulties. Unique and East Coast for observing the class. Baba Kessa and Brother Sean for all of their help and guidance and teaching. Thanks a lot. See y'all in Kiswahili.
For being attentive and creative, and looking forward to the next one.
Baba Sean will be leading the next class. I'll be in the background, present, where you'll get to talk a little bit more about about Congress, okay, and some of the key elements of that, some things that you have found, just know that he will be, he may be out of town. Anyway, we'll talk about it, but I want him to, and we'll see if that comes to pass. He may be doing it from California, but anyway, where, again, Thursday's class, in terms of, will be focused on that, and of course you should have been starting some research by now. Okay, great, you'll be there. All right, with that, folks, y'all have a great lunch.